why do you think he has the potential to have success in this offense?
Yeah, well, what Kubiak and John Elway are banking on right now is that he's experienced. And of the guys that are kind of were available this offseason, the fact that he had 60 starts, has played in the playoffs before, even though it was a while ago in his career back in, you know, 2009, 2010, that was very attractive for them. They wanted to have a veteran presence in that room, somebody who could walk in, command the room, step into the huddle, know what he's doing. So that was very attractive to them. They've been very impressed with his attitude over the last couple weeks since this trade went down. He's already, you know, trying to organize workouts and those sorts of things. So they think he's going to have a nice head start coming in terms of, you know, kind of commanding the locker room and the huddle. And if he can kind of play the way he did early in his career with the Jets when he wasn't asked to do too much. You know, Kubiak has been very adamant that whoever the quarterback is here, whether it's Mark Sanchez or quarterback to be named later, is coming into a very, very good football team. So he doesn't have to come in and be the hero. They just need somebody who's going to manage this offense well, who's going to be a good leader, a good locker room presence. And in those situations, this could be a good situation for Mark Sanchez, actually.
We've seen a lot of teams around the league, you know, get out of the gate fast, free agency. John Elway kind of likes to hang back and not really show his cards. Do you get the sense that, you know, he's just kind of biding his time before he starts to make the moves that are going to shape the roster?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some situation, you know, early in Elway's tenure as a general manager, he had to make some of those splashy moves early because the roster needed a lot of overhaul. You know, and 2 years ago was obviously the big year where they spent big right away on defense. But I think last year is probably a better example of what we should expect out of John Elway in free agency in terms of kind of waiting for the second wave, signing some important guys, you know, after the first week or two is over. I mean, Darian Stewart is by far the best example of, you know, you get through the first wave of free agency and you go and get a guy who maybe wasn't as highly sought after, who comes in and ends up being a really important player in your football team. But I think what's important for Broncos fans to remember right now about free agency, if there haven't been, you know, a lot of like big splashy or high price signings, is the fact that they did go out and keep DeMarcus Ware under contract. That was a huge thing in terms of leadership in the locker room and an on-the-field guy that they really, really need. And then obviously they had to spend to keep C.J. Anderson, and that was another piece that they needed to do. So, you know, they made a couple moves. The Russell Okung move is very interesting. We're not done seeing moves on the offensive line because of what that means for Ryan Clady. But, you know, they did enough, but they didn't spend. But they also didn't have room to spend really big. But there's some room to kind of keep moving around, and obviously the big piece to come is who that other quarterback is going to be that they're going to add.